In this video, we are going to cover the different types of question you can have in a Moodle quiz. Multiple choice questions were covered in video 1, so we won't repeat them here. Instead, we will cover matching, true or false, numerical, short answer, and closed questions. Moodle also offers calculated numerical questions, but we would recommend not bothering with these. They are very fiddly to set up and later edit, and do not provide much more functionality other than changing values in a question within a specified range each time the quiz is accessed. The different question types on Moodle all have the same basic structure. A general tab, with the question title and general feedback as a minimum. An answer tab, where each answer is typed with its associated mark and a specific feedback. A multiple tries tab, with hints for students who get the question wrong. And a tags tab. We'll start with matching questions. Matching questions are very similar to multiple choice questions and consist of multiple drop-down menus with the same set of answers in all of them. The answers must be matched with an appropriate stem on the page. This is good for labelling diagrams or putting steps in order. The question setup is as follows. The general preamble for the question goes in the question text box under the general tab, and then the matching answers are put in the answer tab. You then enter each pair in the question and answer boxes. The part of the pair that goes in the question box will be displayed to students, and they must then choose from the drop-down menu the matching answer from the full list of all the answers you entered. These answers will be automatically shuffled. To make sure that the questions stay in the same order, which is important for the steps of a process, for example, uncheck the shuffle option which is underneath the general feedback box. Now we'll move on to true or false questions. The true or false question is useful less as a way of assessing students' skill, but of reminding them of particular facts that may have slipped their mind. It's very easy to set up, as clearly there are only two possible answers. Note that there is no answer tab here. The stem goes into the question text box, and general feedback can be put in underneath. Under this, there is a box which defines whether true or false is the correct answer to give. This is a small drop-down menu which is set to false by default. There is also the option to add specific feedback for each answer here. Numerical questions allow you to ask the student to give a numerical answer to a question, which can be marked correct subject to error boundaries which you have set. Let's take a look at the edit screen. In the General tab, the category, question title, and question stem are set in the same way as before, as well as the default mark in the general feedback. For numerical questions, the general feedback can be used for explaining the correct answer or giving a full work solution. In the Answer tab, the correct answer and grade are set up as usual, and you can also set an error parameter. This is the error allowed in either direction, so in this example, the answer is 1407 with an error of 10. So any answer from 1,397 to 1,417 inclusive will be allowed. This is useful for answers which are essentially correct, but which may have been subject to some rounding errors. In numerical questions, it is also useful to give some wrong answers with the grade set to none to explain to the student where they might have gone wrong, for example with a sign error or unit error. Full worked answers, however, should go into the general feedback box to be shown to all students. Unit handling is another important part of asking a numerical question. We suggest leaving the default settings. You tell the students in the question stem what units you're expecting an answer in, and they simply type the numbers in with no units. Although it is possible to demand units and specify multipliers for Moodle to convert between different units given, this is laborious to set up, and the advantage of it is unclear. Let's have a look at short answer questions now. The short answer question on Moodle is a difficult thing to use well, because it isn't very flexible with its marking. This makes it most appropriate for asking for specific technical terms rather than more extended answers due to the possible ambiguity and Moodle's simplified marking method. To set up the answer, first choose whether you would like case sensitivity to apply. The drop-down menu is found at the bottom of the General tab. The default is no case sensitivity. Then put the answers in the usual way. You might have to define several different possible correct answers with the grade set to 100%, because there might be different possible ways of expressing the same thing, for example singular or plural, even for technical terms. It is also possible to use the asterisk as a wildcard character for which Moodle will accept any character. Moodle will then search the submitted response for the specific terms you provided and allocate marks based on the first term it picks up. It will ignore any words that are not specifically provided in the answers you gave. We will now take a look at embedded answer questions. The embedded answer, or close, format is the most powerful on Moodle. It can be used to create multiple choice, numerical, and short answer questions within a larger body of text. It is worth getting used to entering questions in the other formats before using this one, as it can be a little tricky when you start out. We will start by looking at what a closed question looks like in practice before learning how to make one. Here is an example of a closed question, with a multiple choice, a numerical, and a short answer prompt. Now, we will look at how it is set up. In the question editor, note that there is no answer tab. This is because all of the details about each question, including the answer and specific feedback, are written into the question text box. The basic syntax of a closed prompt is now on screen. For a full explanation of closed syntax and question editing, please refer to the documentation as it cannot be concisely explained in a video. Finally, we'll discuss descriptions. Descriptions are not questions, but can be used to add a title to the top of a quiz page or to include some extra background information for a question. It doesn't have an answer or any user input, but can contain text, images, media files, or equations. It is also numbered separately from the actual quiz questions. Setting up a description is simple. Select it from the menu of question types and then input your desired content to the question text box under the General tab.